إن الحمد لله نحمده نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We continue reading from this talk that we started a couple weeks ago, لمحة عن الفرق الضالة, a glance and a quick look on the main deviated sects. And this is by our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. This is maybe the 7th or the 8th class so far. And just as a brief reminder that why this subject is important, because the Shaykh says a Muslim should be upon the haqq, should be upon the truth. And that's what's going to help the Muslim. And that's what's going to benefit us, to be upon the truth. And that the truth is what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And the Prophet ﷺ warned the Ummah against innovations, against division, against deviant groups and sects, innovated methodologies and ideologies. And they appeared towards the era of some of the companions who were still alive. And anyone who opposed what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, we should free ourselves from them. We don't affiliate ourselves with these deviant groups. Even some of them, they tricky, they want to claim Salafiyah and they claim to be upon the Sunnah. Like, for example, the Ikhwan al-Muslimun. The Ikhwan, they use tricks. If they are in an area where there is Salafis, they display Salafiyah. And they quote from the ulama of the Salaf. They quote from Sheikh bin Baz, Uthaymeen, Albani, only so that the people don't pay attention to the reality who they are. Wal-iyadu billah, because they are wicked. And the like, there is so many deviant groups. Because, and once again, how do you know who's deviant and who's not? It has nothing to do with their colors, what country they are from. It has to do with one thing. Anyone, the Shaykh says, who opposes the truth, which is that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, that person is a deviant. Whether he be a person or persons, any ideology, any person or persons who come up with different principles that opposes the principles of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, they are deviants. And anyone who wants good for himself should stick to the haqq, to the truth, and free himself from these innovated and deviated and misguided people or groups and the like. That's one thing. And the other thing why it's so important to know this also, because these people, they are upon batil and falsehood. And we cannot mix the truth with falsehood. Just we can't. We need to know the truth and we need to learn about falsehood. Why? Because some of these deviant people, they present the truth, the falsehood like in the truth. As like they want to convince you that this is what is the haqq. And they have so many ways to do that. They have so many ways, man. For the people who don't know, it would be easy for them to follow them. Aina. So it's very important to know what is their, these deviant groups, what is their problems, where they go wrong, where they go against the madhab and the manhaj of a salaf. Because even if they come and say, look, we're upon this and this, but you're like, look, you're from who? You Jahmi, Qadariya, Ikhwani, Tablighi? No, you guys are opposing the minhaj of a Salaf. We're supposed to be on the minhaj of the Salaf. that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. We read to you, as the Shaykh mentioned, some groups, Al-Qadariya and the Khawarij and the Shia also, and we started reading to you about Al-Jahmiyyah, Al-Firqa al-Rabi'ah, Al-Jahmiyyah. So if somebody tell you he's upon the way of the Qadariya, or the way of the Khawarij, or the, he's upon the Shia way, and he tried to call you and said, no, it's good, they do good, say, listen, man, there is nothing good about that. Because these are deviant groups. Qadariya, Khawarij, Shia, they are deviant sects. They oppose the minhaj of al-Salaf. They oppose the truth in many principles. But somebody who don't know, mashallah, they tell you, who are these brothers? Khawarij. What they do? Well, they want to establish Islam. And they fight for Islam. And you are right. You see? Some people who don't know who they are, he's like, what? They want to establish Islam, Sunnah, and jihad for sake of Allah? They liars. As the Shaykh mentioned, the Khawarij, throughout their history, from when they appear until now, they never fought any non-Muslim. They always fight the Muslims. How can they be upon good if they fight the Muslims? Constantly going against the ruler. Constantly want to take over the ruler and causing chaos amongst the Muslims. The sect that we started reading about last week is Al-Jahmiyyah. And these are very deviant and dangerous sect. Why? Because they have a lot of dalalat, a lot of bid'ah, a lot of innovations. They were wrong in so many ways. SubhanAllah. So many ways. And once again, what causes them to do that? Because they didn't adhere to the understanding of the Sahaba. Same way like the Khawarij. Khawarij, they think they are better than the companions of Allah. Just because they read more Quran and they fast days and stay up with tahajjud, they think that qualify them to be better. No. Even if a person pray every night tahajjud, fast every day, not just every Monday and Thursday, and read Quran every day, finish it every day, still he's no better. Unless he's upon the manhaj of al-Salaf. Unless he's a person, he is upon the aqidah, the creed of the Salaf, and their ibadah, their akhlaq, not just affiliating himself to the Salaf. Because you find another way, people, they Salafi, but they are far away from what the Salaf were upon. Na'am, Salafi, but then, subhanAllah, akhlaq, bad manners. Now, the Salaf has to be upon their way, first of all, in the aqidah, the creed of the Salaf. What they believe in the names of Allah, His attributes. What is their belief as related to the angels, to the books, to the messengers, to the day of judgment, to the grave, to the Jannah, to the hellfire, the Sirat, and in many, many other points of aqidah. A person has to have the same aqidah, not have another aqidah. So the Jahmiyyah, they went against the principles of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. One of the main things as a reminder, they says Allah has no names and no attributes. So how can, subhanAllah, and as the Shaykh says, someone who has no names and no attributes doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Okay? And also they say that the Qur'an is created, wal-iyadu billah. You see? And also, they follow the aqidah of the Qadariya, wal-iyadu billah as well. Al-Jabriya, who they say that the servants, they are forced to do whatever. Any actions a person do, whether it be good or bad, he's forced by Allah to do it. He has no choice. Meaning that person who's drinking alcohol, he knows he's doing bad, but he's like, hey, he's forced by Allah, he has nothing to do. It's not up to him. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us with evil? La, abadan. Allah command us with good. And the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that yes, Allah has given the servants a will to choose between right and wrong, but still their will never go outside the will of Allah. Now, you choose to come here. Nobody forced you to come here. You can leave right now if you want. But we advise you to stay because there's a lot of benefits, alhamdulillah, in the class. And also you're waiting for the salat. You're staying in, you are in the house of Allah, unless if you have something to do. But if someone wants to leave right now, he can leave. Somebody forced him to leave. Nobody. So the one who drink alcohol, or steal, or backbite, or slander, or I don't know, do other evil things, nobody forced him to do that. He wants to do these things. Aina. What does it mean, this qawl of Jahmiyyah or Iyad Billah, who they say, because they follow the Qadariyyah al-Jabriyyah, when they say that, look, the people has no choice on what they do, they are forced because Allah has decreed everything, and everything is finished with 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So whoever does anything, it's not because of them. It's already decreed by Allah, and they are forced to do it. You know what that means? The Shaykh said it means that when they are being punished on Yawm al-Qiyamah for the sins they did, that's a transgression and dhulm, that Allah is oppressing them. You see? Wal-iyadu billah. You see how their wicked aqidah leads to? Slandering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-iyadu billah. That Allah will punish them, and why? Because it's going to be transgression, wal-iyadu billah, because why be punished? Because they've been compelled to do it. You see? But subhanAllah, we have principles in Islam that go against this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook the mistakes of anyone who's been compelled to do something. If someone was forced to do something, Allah overlooked that person and forgave him because he didn't do it by choice. Wal-iyadu billah. فهم جمعوا بين الجبر في القدر وبين التجهم في الأسماء والصفات وجمعوا إلى ذلك القول بالإرجاء يا سبحان الله وأضافوا إلى ذلك القول بالقول بخلق القرآن ظلمات بعضها فوق ظلمات. That's when we started last time. We ended like that. We started the class like that last time. The Shaykh says this Jahmiya, what they do? They combine a lot of innovations. Al-Jabr fi al-Qadr. They agree with the Jabriya in the Qadariya. Those who they say that the people are forced and compelled to do whatever. Okay? And at-Tajahum fi al-Asma'i wa al-Sifat. And that which they innovated themselves by denying the names and attributes of Allah. And number three, al-Qawl bil-Irja. Irja, it means that actions has nothing to do with Iman, with faith. You see? If person, the murji'a, what they say, one group of them, what they say, if a person say he believe with his tongue, and he has in his heart, that's it. Pray, don't pray, fast, don't fast, smoke, drink, doesn't matter. His iman is like the iman of the angels and the prophets, a'udhu billah. You see, this is the murji'a. Jahmiya, they gather that too with them. That's number three. And number four, they say also that the Qur'an is created, al-iyadu billah. Every innovation of these is worse than the other. Subhanallah. Qala ibn al-Qayyim. And then the Shaykh mentioned three lines of poetry of ibn al-Qayyim in his Nuniyah. He said, Jimun wa jimun thumma jimun ma'huma maqroonatan ma'a ahrufin biwizani. Jabrun wa irja'un wa jimu tahajahumin. فتأمل المجموعة في الميزان فاحكم بطالعها لمن حصلت له بخلاصة من ربقة الإيمان والعياذ بالله. He said جيم جيم جيم. This جهمية, they are جهمية, and they have the عقيدة of جبر. We start with the جيم جبر, and إرجاء, they have the جيم, and تجهم والعياذ بالله, that what they started themselves. He says, if anyone have these things, he has no iman, wal-iyadu billah. He has left iman, wal-iyadu billah. The Sheikh, he said, Sheikh Fawzan, he says, he mentioned four jims. You see? Sheikh Al-Fawzan, Sheikh Ibn Al-Qayyim, he mentioned four jims, but the Sheikh Fawzan, he break it down. The first jim is for the jabr. The wicked aqidah of Jabriya. Who they, once again, they say that the people are forced to do whatever. Somebody drinking, stealing, whatever, ma'udhu billah, he's forced to do that. So it's not up to him. Okay? And the other jim for tajahum, the madhab, the wicked madhab of Jahmiya, and the third jim of irja, they are upon the wicked aqidah of irja, that if a person have iman in his heart, and the fuqaha al-murji'ah, they says, if he say with his tongue that he's a believer, that's all that person need. Doesn't have to do no actions. Because them, the murji'ah, actions has not part of iman, wal-iyadu billah. They want to destroy the deen, meaning pray, don't pray, fast, no hajj, doesn't matter. Be nice or not, kind to your parents, no problem. Steal or not, it's all the same to them. That person is a believer. Kamil al-Iman. Perfect belief, wal-iyadu billah. So to them, murji'ah, iman does not increase and decrease. To them, the iman is on one level and one level. These are the levels of the angels and the prophets and the messengers. Somebody who don't pray and don't fast, no make hajj, lie, cheat, khamr, riba, stealing, wal-iyadu billah, and they says no, his iman is always one level, the levels of the angels. Now here is the three jims. What is the fourth one? He says Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. That's Jahannam. It's Allah salam al-afiyah. قال والحاصل أن هذا مذهب يعني الجهمية والذي اشتهر في نفي الأسماء والصفات عن الله سبحانه وتعالى انشق عنه مذهب المعتزلة ومذهب الأشاعرة ومذهب الماتريدية. He says, look now, this madhab, of course, this wicked madhab, this innovative methodology of Jahmiya, that is mainly known by denying the names and the attributes of Allah, but the Shaykh told us what the other calamities they have, Irja, Jabr, Al-Quran is created and the like, but mainly they know with this, that they deny the names and attributes, and that's enough. That one is enough, wal-iyadu billah. He says, these people here, some other deviated groups branch off them, such as the Mu'tazila, and the Asha'ira, and the Maturidiyya. And all of them upon evil, wal-iyadu billah. ومذهب المعتزلة. The Shaykh now is going to mention the Mu'tazila. What is the methodology of Mu'tazila? قال أنهم أثبتوا الأسماء ونفوا الصفات. لكن أثبتوا أسماء مجردة. مجردة ألفاظ لا تدل على معاني ولا صفات. So the Mu'tazila, who branch of the Jahmiyyah, but however, they affirm the names. They affirm the names, Mu'tazila. Not like Jahmiyyah, deny everything. The Mu'tazila, they affirm the names, but they deny the attributes. Like the Qudra, the Ilm, and the like, As-Sam' al-Basar. لكن أثبتوا أسماء مجردة. But they affirm only names. But they say these names, they have no meanings. They don't affirm the meanings of the names that the Salaf affirm for the meanings. When you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Sami', they say Sami' bila Sam'. He is a Sami', but he don't hear. A'udhu billah. He's al Qawi bila Quwwa. He's al Qawi with no strength, with no power. Can anyone say that? Yes, yeah, subhanAllah. He speaks, but without speech. Is this something true? Does that make any sense to anyone? So this is the Mu'tazila. They says, okay, they affirm the names, but they says, look, these names have no meanings, and they have no attributes that are derived from them. لِمَاذَا سُمُّوا بِالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ. Why they were called this name, Al-Mu'tazila? For the one who knows Arabic, he will understand. But I'm going to try to break it down as I can, as much as I can, inshallah. Why? Because لأن إمامهم واصل بن عطاء كان من تلاميذ الحسن البصري رحمه الله الإمام التابعي الجليل. Look, ya ikhwan, because sometimes you're not going to be, you know, deceived by just because someone used to study with the ulama. Because sometimes we tell some people this guy is deviant or this person is not upon the way of the Salaf, they're like, well, he studied with the Sheikh Ubaid. He was a student of Sheikh Ibn Baz. There is some famous people now, like Abu Ishaq al-Huwaini, you see, in Misr. This guy is a deviant. But they're like, well, he spent a lot of time with Sheikh Albani. That doesn't matter. If he spent some time with Albani, that's good for him. But is he upon what Albani died upon? No, he's not. He changed. After the death of Albani, he changed. He even talked bad about Albani, al-iyadu billah. That's just an example. There is so many other examples. Doesn't mean that because a person studied with the ulama, that's it. He is upon Salafiyya, doesn't matter what he do. No, the actions of the person. The action of the person. Okay, he studied under the ulama, but what is he doing now? What is he calling to? What is he upon? That's very important. So, and also some people say, well, he got a PhD. He has a master from Jamia Islamiyya. So what? That doesn't mean nothing. If that person is not upon the way of the Salaf. Alhamdulillah, if a person have a master or PhD, that's good for him. But if he is upon the way of the Salaf, in their aqidah, in their akhlaq, in their manhaj, that's what make a person. Not just because anybody who has a PhD from Jami'ah of Medina or Jami'at al-Imam, ahlan wa sahlan, no, he has to be upon the way of the Salaf. Why I'm saying this? Because look, this Mu'tazila, this big deviant group now. This is not just small deviant sect. Big, one of the main ones. And they appeared in the best time, the time of the Tabi'un. Why? Because the founder of this deviant sect, and his name is Wasil ibn Ata, he was one of the students of who? Al-Hasan al-Basri, subhanallah ya akhi. To be a student of Al-Hasan al-Basri? Al-Hasan al-Basri, he was one of the imams of al-Tabi'in. A great imam upon the sunnah, upon the manhaj of al-Salaf. This man, he was his student. فلما سئل الحسن البصري عن مرتكب الكبيرة ما حكمه وقال بقول أهل السنة والجماعة إنه مؤمن ناقص الإيمان ومؤمن بإيمانه فاسق بكبيرته. So this man, he attends him and another one, because he has a partner, Amr ibn Ubayd, and they were a main student of Al-Hasan al-Basri, especially Amr ibn Ubayd. Once Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, the Imam of Tabi'in, was asked this question. What is the ruling on someone, a Muslim, who committed a major sin? Of course, other than shirk. Zina, stealing, and the like, okay? What is the ruling of a person who committed, a Muslim, that committed a major sin? What is his ruling? So, Al-Hasan al-Basri, he's Imam of al-Tabi'in. He is upon his Salaf, because he studied from the Sahaba. Many Sahaba he studied under. So he is upon the way of the Sahaba, upon the way of the Salaf. So his answer was in accordance to what the Salaf, which his Salaf, who are they? Sahaba. That's his Salaf. Our Salaf is those people who they just came, like Sheikh bin Baz, bin Uthaymeen. These are our Salaf, those who die right before us. But his Salaf, they are the Sahaba, radwanullahi alayhim, because he's a Tabi'i. He's a student of the companions. So his answer was that which he learned from the Salaf, from the best of this Ummah, the companions, that if a Muslim fall into a major sin that is not shirk, then he's still a believer, alhamdulillah, because he didn't do anything that take him out of Islam or nullify his iman. He's still a believer because he's still upon iman, but he's a wicked. and sinful and disobedience because he fall into that sin. You see how it is? So this man لم يرضى واصل بن عطاء بهذا الجواب من شيخه. So this arrogant student, he wasn't pleased with the answer of his sheikh. The same thing happened these days. You find a person study with Sheikh Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Albani, Sheikh Rabi', this, that. But they don't like, once they don't like what the sheikh says. It's not because the sheikh come up with something from himself, no. Sheikh is talking about the manhaj of a salaf. They don't like it, and then they leave, and they start something. Likewise, main students in the time of Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah. Sheikh Muqbil, he mentioned them by himself in his books and his tapes. We heard that ourselves in his tapes, and we read it in many places in his books. Main students, and he says, Sheikh Muqbil, he mentioned the main name, and he's like, subhanAllah, like the like of so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. They were main students here. They were brilliant. And we were hoping that they will carry on the flag of the Sunnah and the Salafiyyah. But they oppose the Shaykh for something because they think they got it. They think they rest, they get a level, that's it. That's their problem. They're like, they cannot take from this Shaykh anymore. No, they don't have to. And they bring this Qa'idah from Qa'idah of Al-Ma'ribi and Al-Halabi. What they say, لا يلزمني. When somebody come and tell them that the Shaykh so-and-so said, they says, I don't have to take his opinion. What do you mean opinion? Pay attention. He's bringing to you the way of the self. The Sheikh is not talking about how you're going to paint your house or how you're going to paint your car. The Sheikh is talking about a mas'ala, an issue that he learned from his mashayikh, that they learned from their mashayikh, way back to the tabi'in and to the sahaba. But they go against that. The same thing happened with this man. He was not pleased with the answer of this great Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. ماذا فعل؟ فاعتزل. That's the verb in Arabic. اعتزل meaning he separate himself. Now he was in the circle of Hasan al-Basri, he went and sit in one corner over there. He stays in the same masjid, but he went in one corner and sit by himself. That's اعتزل. اعتزل meaning he separate himself. In a narration that al-Hasan al-Basri, he's the one who said to him, اعتزل عنا. Hasan al-Basri, he's the one actually who told him, look man, you have this wicked aqidah, separate yourself. We don't want you to be amongst us. ماذا قال هذا الرجل? When he wasn't pleased with the answer of this great imam, which is, this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, by the way, he says, أَنَا أَرَى أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنْ وَلَا كَافِرٍ وَأَنَّهُ فِي الْمَنْزِلَ بَيْنَ الْمَنْزِلَتَيْنِ. This man, he come up with something for himself. Nobody from the Salaf ever talked about this before. No tabi'in, no sahabi. What this man, he says, look, he don't agree with Hasan al-Basri, because Hasan al-Basri says if a Muslim fall into major sin, as long as that major sin does not take out of Islam, then he's still a believer. But he's deficient, because that ma'asiyah make him deficient in his iman. He's not perfect. Now they say he has an issue, he has a problem, because he's committing that major sin, but he's still a believer. That major sin does not take him out of Islam, because they are not from the things that take that person out of Islam. This man says no. So what is his opinion on this man? He says he is not a believer and he's not a disbeliever. Look, Ahlul Sunnah, they say he's not a disbeliever, but he is still a believer. Okay? This man, he says, no, this man who commits a major sin, he's not a believer. Okay, he got to be a disbeliever, right? He says, no, and he's not a disbeliever. Okay, who is he? He says, he's between. He came up with something new by himself. He says, he's not a believer. We cannot say this man, he's with the believers, and he cannot be with disbelievers. He's right there between the two. One shaqqa an shaykhi al-Hasan al-Basri wa sara fi nahiyat al-masjid. مجتمع عليه قوم من أوباش الناس وأخذوا بقوله. So he went to one corner in the masjid. He's not sitting no more with Al-Hasan al-Basri, رحمه الله ورضي الله عنه. And of course, wicked people, they're like mosquitoes, like Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari says, like mosquitoes and flies. When they see some trash or whatever, they go to it and they hang on it. Let's say those people who have the same, they have the same deviation in their hearts, they went to him and they sit with him, and that's how they started another group. You see, it's how they start the group that opposes the manhaj of Salaf. وهكذا دعاة الضلال في كل وقت لا بد أن ينحاز إليهم كثير من الناس. هذه حكمة الله. The Sheikh says, look man, if this is happening in the time of the Tabi'een, يا أخي, Tabi'een, great a'imma, still some people choose to go with this deviant person. He says, this is the sunnah of Allah. Likewise, the du'at of dalal, the du'at and the callers that call to deviation and to call to misguidance, in every time, he says, many people support them and go after them. He says, this is the hikmah of Allah. What are you going to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what he will. Now you wonder why so many hits. Yusuf Estes, you go to his YouTube, 3 million. You see what I'm talking about? Yasir Qadi, I don't know, 3 million. A lot of people know him, a lot of people. When Siraj Wahaj and those Ikhwanis with the Ikna and the Isna, when they come to any seminar, by thousands. Now you have a Sheikh Salafi come, Sheikh Hassan al-Banna. An old Shaykh, a Salafi, how many people came to him? Alhamdulillah, in our masjid, alhamdulillah, masjid was almost full, alhamdulillah. But still, it should be a lot of people come. But when the Hizbi give a talk, subhanallah. They give it in a hotel, and the whole hotel is packed, and they said thousands of people, not just in here, in Saudi Arabia itself. Naam. When Sheikh Rabia gave a talk in Medina, he came to Medina, couple of hundred. When Salman al-Awda, Safar al-Hawali, some Ikhwanis come, thousands of people. Sheikh bin Baz, how many people used to sit in his classes? Sometimes, even in his book, the Sheikh book, sometimes after Fajr, they said to somebody, they says, some of the students, Sheikh bin Baz, they said, look, we said this to him only because we know that the Sheikh, he was, the night before that Fajr, he was doing a lot of things, and people come, and because he helps a lot of people, he stay up until like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he got up for tahajjud, and the Sheikh, he's not feeling well. So at Fajr, the students see that there's only like 4 or 5 people in the class, Sheikh bin Baz. He said, yeah, Sheikh, there's only 4 or 5 people. He said, we're not saying this because the Sheikh cares about a lot of people. He said, because we said, look, since there is not a lot of people, and your Sheikh been tired, you're not feeling good, you've done a lot for all these years, take a break. The Sheikh says, no. Allah put khair in these 4 or 5 people. It's not about the number. Allah Akbar. He says, Allah will put khair, good in these 4 or 5 people, and he gave the class. Aina. Look, هؤلاء دعاة الضلالة تركوا مجلس الحسن شيخ أهل السنة الذي مجلسه مجلس الخير ومجلس العلم وانحازوا إلى مجلس المعتزلي واصل بن عطاء الضال المضل. Said, سبحان الله. This will help us to understand that sometimes you see people who جماعة التبليغ, sometimes you see people with إخوان المسلمين, some people even rally behind the Shia والعياذ بالله, people behind خوارج, people behind Quburis, Sufis. And then if you really think, what's going on? Why these people can't see the haqq? Why these people can't see the haqq in the time of this man? Al-Hasan al-Basri, he was the Shaykh of the people of Sunnah in his time. He was the Imam of the A'imma, not just of the layman of the Muslim. Of the A'imma, there were so many Imams, great scholars in his time, and he was their main Imam. Their Shaykh, still people, right in his masjid, I'm not talking about people in another country. Right there, he's giving a talk, other people, he's giving a talk, and they leave his class, his circle, which is a circle of khair, the Shaykh says, circle of good, circle of knowledge. When they go with this mu'tazili. Wasil ibn Ata, this dal, this misguided, who's causing people to be misguided, wal-iyadu billah. You see? Yes, alhamdulillah, if you are upon the haqq, thank Allah. Of course, this will benefit us if you see other people and a lot of people rally behind this group or the other, Ikhwan Muslimin, Sufiya, Tabligh, this, that. You're like, subhanAllah, it happens in the best time. The time of the Tabi'een. Still, here is a main sheikh. A main sheikh, Imam of the Sunnah in his time. His teaching, the haqq. People still, many people go right there in the other corner of the masjid, listening to a misguided, an innovator, a deviant person. Can you see how it is? قال الشيخ حفظه الله الشيخ صالح فوزان وهؤلاء لهم أشباه في زماننا يتركون علماء أهل السنة والجماعة وينحازون إلى أصحاب الفكر المنحرف. He says, now these people, those who did what they did in the time of this great Imam, and in that best time, because the time of the Tabi'in is one of the best times that are praised by the Prophet ﷺ. When he says, خيروا الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of the people are my generation, and those who come after them, and those who will come after them, from the Tabi'in. He says, if this has happened, now there are people who are still doing it in our time. How? You know them? He said they leave off the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and they rally behind the wicked innovators. Nothing happened. Find people now in the time we have been Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, Albani, and the great Immal that still now, the ulama that's still alive. Sheikh Al-Luhaydan, Al-Sheikh, the Mufti, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, Sheikh Ubaid, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, Sheikh Salih al-Sahimi, many ulama. And then the ulama in Yemen, there is the ulama, alhamdulillah, and sound students of knowledge in Egypt and other than these countries, still you find people rallying behind Ikhwan al-Muslimin. You see? Behind Ikhwan al-Muslimin. And you can narrow that too, even in the West, whether it be Europe or whether it be America, you will find people still do the same thing. Instead to rally or to listen and to be with the students of knowledge who are known to the ulama, they're just going to go with somebody because he's one of them or because I don't know what reason. Instead to say, look man, this is a deen. Alright, there is no ulama amongst us, but the ulama, alhamdulillah, they're still alive. Phone call, Sheikh, we live in this country or this area. Who are the people you know in this area that we should supposed to take from? That's all you have to do. But still, even with that, the information has been out for so many, as what who you listen to in Europe, in France, in Italy, in America, in Canada, in South America. Still, some people, they want to do whatever they want to do. What are you going to do? If they did it in time with the best of the people, you think he's going to amaze us? No, we'll just say, alhamdulillah, what are you going to do? This is hikmat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن ذلك الوقت قال الشيخ سموا بالمعتزلة لأنهم اعتزلوا أهل السنة والجماعة فصاروا ينفون الصفات عن الله سبحانه وتعالى ويثبتون له أسماء مجردة ويحكمون على مرتكب الكبيرة بما حكمت به الخوارج أنه مخلد في النار لكن اختلفوا عن الخوارج في الدنيا وقالوا إنه يكون بالمنزلة بين المنزلتين ليس بمؤمن وليس بكافر بينما الخوارج يقولون كافر. So from that time they were given this name المعتزلة, that is taken from the verb اعتزل, اعتزل, meaning those who they separated themselves from the جماعة of أهل السنة والجماعة. And they began to deny not just from one evil to another. See, from one thing to another, from one mistake to another, from one deviation to another one that is worse than it. Now they began to deny the name, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'tazila. No attributes. But what is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah in the attributes? Who can remind me? Naam, Hassan.
Leaving the attributes as they are in the Quran and the Sunnah without explaining them away, denying them, distorting them, like them to the creation.
Ahsant.
How they are.
Naam, when it comes to the attributes of Allah, and we are learning, as you know, every Tuesday, alhamdulillah, we're still learning from the Aqidah, Aqidah al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, of Imam al-Sabuni, the explanation of Shaykh Rabi, Hafidhullah. That the Salaf, they affirm the attributes that Allah has affirmed for Himself in His book, or affirmed for Him by His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But without likening those attributes to those of the creation, without denying them, without distorting the meaning, and without takif, without asking how this attribute is. You see? That's Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah. Mu'tazila, they says, no, there is no attributes. But they affirm names, just the name. But if you tell them, what does it mean? No meaning. As-Sami', what does it mean? No meaning. But Ahlul Sunnah, they say, As-Sami' bi-Sam'. If he is the all-hearer, he has hearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sam'. That says no. Mu'tazila wal-iyadu billah. And also they began to rule anyone who commit a major sin. They follow the ruling of the Khawarij. You see? They follow the ruling of the deviant group, Al-Khawarij. Because the Khawarij, that's their aqidah wal-iyadu billah. Fasida, a corrupt creed. The Khawarij, they believe if a Muslim commits a major sin, he's in the hellfire forever. You see? He's in the hellfire forever. The Mu'tazila, they take and they agree with the Khawarij in this ruling, meaning the person who commits a major sin in the hereafter. The Mu'tazila, they agree with the Khawarij. That person, he will dwell in the hellfire forever. But they disagree with the Khawarij. Because the Khawarij, they says, any Muslim who commits a major sin, he is a kafir in this life, no Muslim anymore, and he will dwell forever in the blazing fire of hell in the hereafter, al-iyadu billah. The Mu'tazila, they agree with the Khawarij as related to the ruling in the hereafter, but they disagree with them in this life. They say, no, he's not a kafir. But who is he? He's not a believer neither. Who is he? He's between. He's not a believer, he's not a disbeliever, he's between. While the Khawarij, they rule. That's why, if you wonder why the Khawarij fight the Muslims. Because to the Khawarij, those people are not Muslim anymore. You see? To the Khawarij, because of their wicked creed, if somebody drink alcohol, if somebody steal, if somebody commit zina, if somebody have riba, they said he's a kafir. That's it. And they apply on the Muslims the ruling of the kuffar. Why? Because of their wicked aqidah, their wicked manhaj. Because they are deviants. Aynam. They are not on the path of the Salaf al-Salih. يا سبحان الله يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان يا سبحان الله هل يعقل أن الإنسان لا يكون مؤمن ولا كافر؟ He says, is it possible? Does it make sense to anyone that a person can be in the same time not a believer and not a disbeliever? والله تعالى يقول هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن سورة التغابن Verse 2, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, it is He, Allah, who created you, and amongst you, a disbeliever, and amongst you, a believer. Aynam. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu ta'ala, he says, subhanAllah, can anyone in his right mind say this statement? That a person, he's not a believer, and he's not a disbeliever in the same time. While Allah says in this ayah, it is He who created you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amongst you is a disbeliever, and amongst you is a believer. There is believers and there is disbelievers. قال الشيخ لم يقل الله سبحانه وتعالى ومنكم من هو بالمنزلة بين المنزلتين لكن هؤلاء يفقهون لكن هل هؤلاء يفقهون. He says Allah didn't say, He mentioned, look, there is amongst you a kafir and a believer. Disbeliever and a believer. The Shaykh, he says, Allah didn't say in this ayah, or any place in the Quran, and there is amongst you those who are between these two. Allah didn't say that. So he says, so these people who say this really have any understanding? Of course they have no understanding. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قَلْ ثُمَّ تَفَرَّعَ عَنْ مَذْهَبِ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ مَذْهَبَ الْأَشَاعِرَةِ. Look. So this Mu'tazila that they branch off, who now? Al-Jahmiyyah. Who branch off them? Al-Ashairah. Allahu Akbar. Al-Ashairah. That's why you wonder sometimes. You wonder sometimes that Ikhwal Muslimin, for instance, they're a deviant group, but they have many deviant sects that, and groups that branch off them. The Jihadi, the Ansar, I don't know what. Qutbi is this and that. You know? And you wonder that. Because that's what the people of Ahlul Batil, they do. They take from somebody, if they don't agree, they go and start their own things. Instead to adhere to the Haqq, Haqq is one. But if the people, they don't want the Haqq, and they want what they want, they're just going to go and do it. They're just going to go and do it. But the one who wants the good for himself, he has to check, who are these people, what they are upon. What they are upon, these people. A lot of Muslims, subhanAllah, they easy pray, yahi, in so many Muslim countries. Find people they want good, they love Allah, they love the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to make it to the Jannah, but they tablighis. SubhanAllah, how can you be upon the haqq with the Jama'at Tabligh, Jama'at Sufiyya? They are with the Ikhwal Muslimin who are causing all of these problems. They Qutbis, they rally behind this man, Sayyid Qutb, who the ulama from the Sheikh Rabi' and others, they says his books are the origin and behind all of the problems now that the Muslims are having, al-'iyadu billah. But they say this man said Qutb, he's the Imam of this time. Not bin Baz and Uthaymeen and Albani, no. Their Imam, who his books are full of wal-'iyadu billah calamities. And you wonder. But oh, subhanAllah, hikmah from Allah. We try our best to reach anyone with their own means, and we relay to them the message. This is how it is. Are they going to accept it or they are not? That's not up to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon Sunnah. Amen. And upon the minhaj of the Salaf al-Salih, and to protect us from this wickedness of divisions and these deviant groups. There are many these days. And we have to protect ourselves and protect our families from these things. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Thank you.